The Department of Workforce Development has the main responsibility for the state's employment and training services, including the Welfare to Work program known as W-2. Like all or nearly all state agencies, the department is based in Madison. The agency already has a presence in Milwaukee, but Representative Green says the headquarters should move to the city with the state's largest workforce and highest number of people unemployed.
Now, there's some great folks at the Department of Workforce Development. But if they're not here, if they don't see it before their eyes, they can't possibly be reaching out and making sure that we have the reforms and the changes that we need. We must do a much better job in matching our training with employer needs.
Green was in the state legislature when W-2 started, and some Milwaukee lawmakers suggested moving the workforce development headquarters then. But Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker, who's been campaigning with Green, says there wasn't enough leadership from Republican Governor Tommy Thompson to make the change. Governor Doyle isn't saying yes to shifting the headquarters to Milwaukee.
We have a very, very strong presence of the Department of Workforce Development in Milwaukee, and we're going to continue to run that department in offices all over the state of Wisconsin, as we currently do.
Doyle says he's drawn some of his cabinet members from Milwaukee, while Green has endorsed state budgets that would have trimmed spending in the Milwaukee School District, local technical colleges, and UW-Milwaukee. Representative Green says he would also work more closely with the faith-based community in Milwaukee to help people with job training and services. He promises to set aside $500,000 in grants for faith groups. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.